I heard through the grapevine, my boys told me he used to annoy Kobe a lot. What's up, champ? Hey, sir. Izzy.
Paul, man.
Paul, pleasure, man. Pleasure, pleasure. Good, very well. You retired now?
Huh?
You retired now. Yeah, because he was telling me, with my guy, Jeff, he was saying he used to give Kobe fits. Make him annoyed. Yeah, he's a guy that's probably got a chip on his shoulder as well.
I took one out of his hands.
Oh, real?
Yeah, he would have had six of them, but I had to take one.
You're like, f*** that.
I'm a big fan of the UFC, and, you know, I respect what they do every time they step into the ring. He's puts it all out on the line every time he steps into the ring, man. I got a lot of respect for these fighters. I'm happy for the fact that we're down here in Australia, in Melbourne, at the same time, and we can cross paths. I have a lot of respect for what he does.
You train at all? A little bit, something, little something.
I need to.
Get some work.
I'm tired.
Looking
now.
Good, man. And I got a gift for you, my man, right here. This is the Reebok official UFC 243 walkout tee.
Sweet.
That guy, I like the artist, man. He's the man.
I gotta get you to sign this.
Yeah,
thing,
man. I'll sign it. I get it done.
Israel, he shows all the characteristics of a great champion. You know, his heart, his work ethic, and I think he's gonna win by knockout.
Boom, one of my jerseys.
Oh, yo. Hey, that's dope. Already signed as well? My first ever basketball game I was at, Staples Center. I watched the Celtics play against the Lakers. And man, it's not like it is on TV. Same thing with the UFC. It's a different vibe when you're there live.
Without a doubt.
And this is going to be lit, man. I can't wait. Hey, man, you're a legend, bro. Straight up.
You're a legend.
Not yet. One day. One day.
You did.
You're a legend.
You're
one day. We're almost there.
We're here up at Legends MMA, just dropping this last bit away. It's a cruisy week. Just cleaning up on what I didn't do last fight. Just fixing up on my mistakes. I look at every fight the same, you know. Just bettering myself. I don't really care what he's going to do or what he's going to bring. Just as long as I bring my best game, I think that I should end up on top.
Jiu-jitsu.
So just fighting in Australia means a lot to me. As most people know, I've had most of my fights in Australia. So, but Melbourne, we're going to have the biggest crowd. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just keen to put on a show for my country.
Yeah, I've definitely had, you know, two or three on the card before, but not with this match at stake. Obviously, you got the title. We got Dan, who's pushing for the top spot amongst those lightweights, and then I got Red, who we're touting as a prospect you can go all the way to.
February, when I fought Anderson Silva, we had myself, Kai, and Shane Young. We did it last time in Melbourne, three-peat. We're going to repeat the three-peat.
Yeah, it makes it all pretty easy having Israel, having Brad here, all working out together, all going through the exact same thing. So it's been a real team-based training camp.
I think the pressure's still the same, it's just that we're just really good at dealing with it. I think ultimately that's what it's about. As a team, we collectively feel pressure and we collectively deal with it, and that makes it way easier for us to deal with. Because we all feel the pressure and we all deal with it together, so it's not any one individual's responsibility to deal with it. I mean, that's ultimately what the best teams in the world do. And the country. The country is it's an underdog country. It's a country that's built around succeeding when you're in a David versus Goliath type scenario. Like, we're used to coming to the fore in those sort of positions, and we just had that sort of attitude where we're the small people from the, you know, the furthest place on the earth, but we just strive to do well amongst all these giants.
Bro, there's so many things I've done, not out of fighting, like just I've willed into existence, and it's part of it. And when you're the guy like me that's just kind of come up real fast out of nowhere, doing things that they can't even fathom, then they're gonna make excuses. It's what happens with success. You always get people who want to say, oh, But you can't just our success.
Get a little more serious with the fight week starting, seeing all the fighters come together. It's feeling more like regular fight week.
Oh, there he is. What's up?
Henry, what's up, brother?
Everything. What's up, man? How are you?
Good.
What's up, man? How's everything? Good to see you.
Likewise, man.
I got an easy signature, just two letters.
Train with Al, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Train with us back home in Hawaii.
Yeah, nice.
Gotta come check it out when we're back online.
I'm going to Maui right after this. Over there. Where are you guys?
We're in Oahu.
In Oahu, yeah, right?
Train with Maximilian.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, man. Yeah, definitely. I'd love to get out there.
And really, you need carbohydrates and protein first way. You're doing just a little bit of fiber at that point. You just want as much energy in your system as possible.
Each morning, we'll have food to provide you for the day's nourishment. We'll get a weight. We'll just kind of problem solve and make sure everything is trending in the most positive way. Are you taking any supplements?
Man, that makes it so much easier. You know, one less thing you got to worry about, you know. Before, we had to run out to the groceries, get all this stuff. I actually got my stove in my backpack. I got some hot pans, I got oil, I got seasonings, got everything, you know, so that's what I'm used to now, you know, making my life easier, you know? It's good.
Right, so we should be all good, Diego. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for fight week.
Appreciate you, man.
Ooh, I wanna, let me guess, not a necklace?
What is this?
Oh, no, oh, it matches it. I'm scared. It fits. I do. Thank you. That's sick. I finally have a ring. Look at that. Inscribed as well on the side. Yeah. That's a good guess, though. Right, now the hard part. It's coming. Slowly. There you go.
Hi, buddy. You good?
What's up, champ? How you doing?
Yeah, good, my man. How are you?
The champ is in the house. Oh, sorry. Sorry, bro. Champ is not enough, huh?
You think all these videos and all these stunts that they're pulling, I want to be called champ? Good seeing you, champ.
Good seeing you, mate. There are certain fighters I look around, and I just have a gut feeling I'm going to have to end up fighting them. You know, I felt that with Gastelum, I felt that with Brunson, and Adesanya too now. But, yeah, you know, I think it's an exciting fight. I can see it being the biggest fight ever, especially for this part of the world. I'm very excited for the amount of spotlight that it's going to put on not only the sport, but especially the athletes. And, yeah, because it was much harder to live in this sport when I was coming through, you know, and harder for the pioneers before me. So I'm very happy that we've broken into the mainstream sporting spotlight, and you know, we're here to stay. Hey, Pink, we're jumping in this one.
I think the next one.
No, we're jumping in this one. You're stuck with Rob, mate.
No, it's all right, I got mine.
You got the world champ instead, mate. It's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I got mine.
Are we going that
Marvel Stadium?
Marvel, yeah?
Yeah, Marvel Stadium. It's off Latrobe Street.
Do you want me to drive?
No.
I don't always crave when I'm cutting weight. It's like chocolate.
There's three cookies worth mentioning, mate. Yeah, Scotch finger, shortbread. Mm-hmm. And there was one other. Then the other staple is a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The Arnott's ones. The Arnott's ones you get from Woolworths. Choc chip. Do yourself a favour. 40% choc chips in each cookie.
You know the white choc macadamia. White choc macadamia at Subway. Subway?
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty sugary.
They're pretty hectic. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
There he is.
It's perfect.
pretty crazy, eh?
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of the street art. It's pretty... It's unreal, isn't it? How are you, mate?
Joe.
I haven't met you before.
Joe, yeah, we have. Pleasure. Definitely, we did the... Over there, I think. So I'm going to do the shot over here. Do you want to just leave your drink bottle there? Dana said that later down the track, you'll be sort of... You'll go down as a legend of the sport in this country, according to him. How does that make you feel, hearing that from a guy like Dana?
Oh, well, you know, I'd hope so. I've gone out and I've done my bit. I've always tried to just be respectful and do my country proud.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and as well as I've hit some pretty big milestones in the actual sport itself.
That's it.
So you'd think I'd be remembered.
You'd think so, yeah. If you don't, then who will?
Yeah, right? Thank you.
Kick ass. I'm watching the embedded as well.
Nice. Appreciate it. That's him. That's embedded. He's embedded now. I'll see you boys tomorrow. You. Yeah, I'm done now. I can just go upstairs and go back to doing what I was doing before. Just nothing. Just hardcore masturbating. Hours.
Yeah, feel good. Gas tank's not an issue. Feel sharp, like everything's kind of just flowing out now. The hard work's done. That's a lifetime's work. That's a lifetime of dedication. It's got me to this point. Everyone gets nervous about the big fight and everything like that, but this is a reward, man. 10 years of hard work. 10 years of fighting professionally. I just can't wait, man. Can't wait. My wife's coming over, my new baby, she's 10 and a half months. That's my whole reason why I do this, is family.
Yeah, I'm ready whenever.
All right, let's roll.
Yeah, so he's going to pull out in the rain behind you. Yes, yeah, I think he's already ready, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm going to come for that.
Nigerian flag in there,
New Zealand flag,
in there.
I love the texture, man.
I'm glad you like it, bro.
Oh, man.
That's my pleasure,
brother.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
awesome.
It, brother.
I appreciate you. It takes a lot of work, man. 2 days. I can't even stand myself for 2 days, so. Proud of you, man.
All right, let's head inside.
Yeah, boy.
What's like in Hollywood?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Izzy, the Last Stylebender, UFC middleweight champion. And I'm in Culture Kings, Melbourne, kicking it, about to do it big. Let's go. Do that one. Yeah. Transitions. Easy.
Sweet.
What next? DJ. Yeah. What's up, champ?
Love the chain, man.
Oh, brother.
I can't wait.
Never need a chain, so you gotta flex that.
Oh, man.
Can you tell me how to do a
Show me your one. That's it.
That's it.
Just just turn the leg in this way. Yeah, thank you, sir. No worries.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy, man. Sometimes you don't really get to notice these things till you're actually in it. And I'm like, oh, I check out sometimes and I'm like, man, this is the first time I've had a store shut down just so I can shop. I should have dressed up more, but some of the fans were looking real dapper. But it's all right. Just a little bit. Yeah, I'll get these.
It's weird. When you're coming up, and if I come into a place like this, I'm like, when I get money, I was gonna get that. When I get money, I'm gonna get this. But now that I have the money and I got the time, people wanna give it to you for free. It's a f***ing weird paradox, man. And also my priorities change now, so I'm not just buying like this, I'm buying houses, you know? Stuff.
It's a long trip. My sleep schedule's all messed up, but as soon as I see this guy, I wake up a little bit, so it's good. It's all for one and one for all, you know? Except there's about 10 musketeers, there's not three.
It's always great when they come down and it's just like home now. I got the two best coaches in the world. Just fine-tuning every little thing right now.
Same routine, just tightening up some of the things we want them to do and some of the things to be careful of in the fight, and that type of thing. We're going to see a motivated Dan Hooker for this fight. You know, he's ranked a little down in the ranks. Al's ranked up, you know, so, you know, he knows a good win over Al will put him right where he wants to be.
Who wants to go on a gluten-free pizza hunt? I'm sure they got regular pizza too. Rob's down. Gluten-free is healthy.
I mean, seriously, yeah. Should there be a statute of limitations on how long you can talk about gluten-free? Like, how many more f***ing years we gotta hear about this?
Oh, dude, come on, I'm a new man. You want me to show my abs on I'm embedded? I will.
Chill cup and right before you're ready.
Can we go, please, and eat?
Yeah, brother. Black belt, Jedi. Yeah.